add another name to your choices for governor in the 2010 election.
Filed my letter of intent with AIPAC, and I am running for governor.
That's Ethan Berkowitz, the former leader of the Democrats in the State House of Representatives and last year's party nominee for Congress. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Ethan Berkowitz joins four other candidates on the Democratic Party ballot next August. And party chair Patty Higgins says she's happy to have what she calls a deep bench. She says the past 6.5 years of Republicans in the governor's office brought out qualified people who can accomplish a lot of good for Alaska.
They see a need, and they think that they can fill it. And leadership is a big part of it. And just getting the state back on track would be wonderful.
Higgins says the one to continue to the general election against the Republican nominee will be well-liked, trusted, and most importantly, will be able to communicate with the people. Berkowitz says Alaska needs leaders who can make changes in the state.
Voters are now in a time of uncertainty, and we have the resources to solve the problems, to bring certainty. And they're going to make decisions based on someone they can identify with and someone who they think shares their values.
He says his campaign will show that he has the ability to bring Alaskans together in a nonpartisan way to develop solutions to the state's problems.
This is part of what hasn't happened is the state hasn't been part of people's solutions. It's gotten in the way. And the state hasn't solved problems like the high cost of energy. It hasn't solved problems like deteriorating infrastructure. And the state has a role to play in making sure that those problems get solved. And there's been a leadership vacuum for too long.
The other three contenders are former Commissioner of Administration Bob Poe, State Senator Hollis French, and Homer's Rob Rosenfeld, a director of the Yukon River Intertribal Watershed Council. The election is August 24th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.